Recently, Tencent News has released a report on the relationship between grown-up kids and their parents in China. The result shows that the vast majority of adults rarely express their love to parents, but that doesn't mean that they don't love mom and dad. What stops us from saying what we feel?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yeah. So let's look at the report first.
Yes, so on December 16th, 2016, Tencent News had cooperated with Dove, the chocolate company, I believe, to conduct an online survey about the relationship between adult children and their parents. 20,000 online users are randomly chosen in this survey, whose answers were analyzed by the SPSS Statistical Product and Service Solutions software. The survey covered users from 29 provinces, municipalities, and autonomous regions. The majority of the adult children are 18 and older, whose parents were over 40 years older, older. So there was some really interesting finds here, like male adults are more reluctant to express their love to parents.
Although I personally don't find that very hard to understand. I think naturally girls are more sensitive and also caring, especially when it comes to the relationship between them and their parents. So it's relatively easy for them to say things like "I love you," when for the boys it's always like, "Oh my god, that's so icky, I don't want to say that." So in terms of that, I think it's kind of understandable why male adults are more reluctant to express their love to their parents.
And here I have a bit of a question for this report, actually, because I wonder how the expression of love is being calculated or surveyed here. Is it saying those exact words count to expressing love? Or I mean, I understand that sometimes words are very powerful and they're the most direct way to signal your feelings. But I also believe that action are sometimes stronger than words. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if a man or a woman is really caring and in action express their consideration and love for parents, is that not being counted here? That is a bit of a question for me.
Well, I do agree that, you know, actions do speak louder than words, but sometimes it's nice to hear those words. I mean, imagine being in a relationship with a guy who never said he loved you, but just maybe did.
Why are you in that relationship?
Yeah, exactly. So one would say in that relationship, you definitely want to hear those words sometimes, even though if that guy, you know, in his mind is doing actions to show he loves you, maybe you want to hear the words to have the confirmation. And that's 61.5% of participants understood that their parents hope to hear those words from their mouths. So that's a huge, like a big portion of these people that took this survey knew their parents wanted to hear it.
That's interesting again, because for Chinese people, I think saying those three words
is particularly difficult, I think.
Isn't it? Yeah. And I wonder if in the parent and child relationship, if that is really being expected, because I think that is kind of not something I'm familiar with the Chinese culture. But if the survey found that over half, 60% and above of participants actually feel that their parents are waiting for those words, then wow, maybe Chinese society is changing to some regard.
But not nearly enough. I'd say if you want changes to really come the way you want them to come, then you should just tell your kids, I want to hear you say you love me.
Hold on. That's like the demand or the order from a king or a queen. I think parents should not hold that throne, actually.
But there's
if
a difference.
If parents are not saying that I love you, my kiddo, then how are you and why are you expecting that the kiddo initiates love?
Right. I certainly agree with that. If the parents don't say I love you to the kids, of course they can't, like, say, you must say you love me. But I'm just saying, if they say kids, they say that to kids on a regular basis, but the kids never say anything back, maybe it's not a bad idea for them to just directly tell the kids, you know what? I actually want to hear you tell me you love me too, because I'm a human being and I have that need. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think recognizing that wanting to hear I love you from your loved ones is a human need is a really good and enlightening step for a lot of Chinese people in the first place. And also, what I said earlier, I don't want to just confine it to saying the words I love you, mm-hmm. but it is using all kinds of ways to express your feelings towards someone you love from the parent. I think this is a two-way street, so to speak, that if the child is not used to a lot of love and that kind of feeling being expressed in an
explicit way,
yes, yeah. then I don't think this child is capable of having that ability to express love in many cases. And later on, like right now, as society has moved on, I think parenting style and the interaction between parent and the second generation has changed to some extent. And it's a little bit unfair to suddenly out of the blue and demand that I want a so-called Western style of parent and kid relationship when earlier on, the soil that gives that flower to bloom is simply just not there.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, I want to go back to this actions speak louder than words. And, you know, if you're someone that is showing you love someone through action, isn't that so much harder than just actually saying the words? And you're already trying to show them something. Why not just speak the words? You know, it's you could kind of reverse that and say, like, if there are kids out there that are trying to show their parents that they love them, like these older adults that go home for spring festival and mid-autumn festival, those being 48.3% of adult children that visit their parents, if they're not saying, you know, I love you, but they're doing this, why not just say that? You're already, you know, making them feel special and going out of your way so much. Is it so much harder to say those words? I mean, maybe they're just words too.
Yeah, I think that's a completely valid question. But at the same time, I also understand why some people just don't feel comfortable saying those three words. It's very particular. It's like there's a huge difference between saying, yeah, I like you, or I like spending time with you. But it's a giant step forward if you actually say, I love you. I know we're talking about relationship, that's a different issue. But with parents, it's kind of similar in the way that if you just exactly utter those three words, I love you, that's actually asking a lot. And for a lot of Chinese people, that's like a huge mental block. They can do a lot of things. They can, like, travel the country to see you, that's fine. But for them to explicitly say, I love you to your face, that's a different issue. So it's, I can also kind of
understand.
It's so
interesting, though, because what's harder, traveling the country or uttering these words? Yet we say they're just words. Obviously, these words, people will go out of their way to show rather than say these words. So they're so powerful. And, you know, I think in the Western society, we call it the L-bomb for a reason, because the love bomb, the L-bomb, saying those words is such a big deal.
Yes, and saying those, dropping that bomb on your significant other is one thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But dropping it on your parents, for Chinese people, it's hard. And those three simple Chinese words that I know some people, foreign friends that learn Chinese, this is one of the first phrases they learn. But for Chinese people, I think there's the cultural difference to some extent that saying it, it makes you cringe. It makes you turn red and sweat in front of mom and dad. And I've heard so many personal anecdotes as such from people. And I do agree with Ryan that sometimes your loved ones just want to hear those words. And those are three simple words, but they're like...
Powerful.
Mm-hmm. They're like an arrow that shoots one into the heart. And, and it could be a good thing. It could be a good thing. And I remember the first time when I said I love you to my dad was actually when I was, I think, 16 or 17. It was after living abroad. And because in our family, we don't really do that. I'm Chinese.
Yeah.
We just don't do that.
Yeah, I completely...
Like you could be giving your dad a hug or making him some food or washing his feet. I don't know. I haven't done that, but I know some people do that. And that is the typical gesture of love in Chinese culture towards parents. And I remember I realized that this is actually very important. And although my dad would never demand this, and I don't even know if he really wanted it, but I thought it would be something nice to do. So and challenging myself to express my feeling to my dad. And I remember saying, "Daddy," and then I was sweating and I was turning red and I was just really uncomfortable, and I said to his face, I love you, Dad. And I could only do it in English because in Chinese, I'll be out of the door.
I bet your dad was thinking, oh my gosh, she's going to say, Dad, I like girls.
Or, Dad, give me some more money. And no. And my dad shocked and froze. And I could tell that there's this
appreciation
look in his eyes that was, oh, this is unexpected. This is making me a little bit shaky too, but he's not unhappy. So I thought to improvise, Dad, you like this? Let me give you some more. And then I went up to him. I gave him a gigantic bear hug, and I could feel my dad was like frozen as an ice sculpture. Mm-hmm. And I placed my lips on his cheek and gave him a big sloppy kiss and said, Daddy, I love you, and thank you so much for everything you've done for me. And my dad turned red, and he gave me this very awkward pat on the shoulder. But I felt that I opened doors to a brand new relationship with my dad. And you know what I do now? That becomes the regular routine, and I think Daddy loves it. So I think, you know, sometimes it's a little uncomfortable, but doing something that your loved ones would appreciate and considering the unconditional love that parents have given you, yes, maybe it's kind of nice to give back a little bit.
Well, that's such a lovely anecdote. And I think I should have a New Year's resolution.
And I'd urge every one of you to do that little experiment. I mean, even if it fails, then at least you get to see your parents getting all nervous and weird. And,
okay.
Yeah, let's see how that goes.
Yeah, I think your next goal should be to say that directly in Chinese.
Ooh, that will be the next challenge, and maybe for next year's New Year resolution, maybe. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, Hua Yang, Ryan Price, and Liu Yan.